All right, should we get to our sexy story this week?
Ladies, gentlemen, you cannot unsuck that dick.
It was hot.
It was really quite something.
Do you like when someone else makes me moan?
Do not show up looking like you slept in your clothes. In your car.
There is nothing sexier than getting railed by two dudes at the same time. I'll just say that. Some major fun was had very recently with my friend Yusuf. This was a unique one, and I'm really excited to talk about the details. You were sleeping the entire time, by the way.
Completely unconscious. Don't remember anything about it. I woke up to a box of condoms and two empty condom wrappers on the table.
So you're going to hear about that shortly. First, we want to say thank you to Cassidy.com for sponsoring this episode of Front Porch Swingers. Cassidy truly is what we use to meet people. If I am looking to meet somebody new, I'm on Cassidy. It's also the place we go for things like events. There are so many good events that are out there, and it's hard to know about all of them unless you have them in one centralized place. Thankfully, Cassidy does. They make it so easy for you to just immerse yourself in lifestyle stuff, and right now you can try it free for an entire month. All you have to do is go to frontporchswingers.com and click on the Cassidy banner at the bottom of our homepage. When you do that, you're going to get a free month all access pass. Check it out for yourself. Make sure it's the right lifestyle site for you. Again, that's frontporchswingers.com. Click on the Cassidy banner to get started today. So we are officially a week removed from the craziness of Exotica.
Yeah, what an amazing time. Chicago was awesome.
We didn't see Chicago, but...
No, we saw the convention center and the hotel and a couple of surrounding hotels.
Some hotel rooms.
And the airport. Yeah, yeah. We saw that. That was about it, yeah. But it was a fucking blast. Lots of work. My feet have just stopped hurting after having stood up for fucking 12 hours a day for 4 days. But it was awesome.
Yeah, and huge thank you to Shivers and Promessin. They were there with us at the convention.
Yeah, man. Patrick and Aaron from Shivers, what a great fucking group. What a just a great team that they had. And they're awesome people. The products are fucking amazing. They were a huge hit. It was a blast. They really did make it much easier for us to kind of do everything that we had to do. And they're just great fucking people. So, yeah, thank you.
Well,
so
they were
much
a blast to hang out with, too.
They're so much fun.
You're always kind of worried when you haven't met people how it's going to be spending hours of time with them. Luckily, they are fucking cool.
Well, especially when you're working with them as well, and it was just they're just great fucking people. Their friends were great. Yeah, just awesome folks.
Exotica was nuts. It was so freaking busy. Friday was ladies' night, so you got in free if you were a lady.
Ladies got in free, yeah.
And so Friday was nuts. Like, we're standing opposite each other at the convention. We're across each other.
Yeah, we had two booths, and we were about, I don't know, 15 feet apart, you know, something like that.
But it was so fucking busy on Friday specifically that I couldn't even see you. Like, at one point, I just waved at you from across the way. Yeah. I mean, it was that nuts. But I probably spoke to, I don't know, upwards of 500 people.
Yeah, I mean, we have no more business cards left, so we're going to digital business cards from now on, because I can't keep up with that shit.
Hell yeah.
You know, shaking hands all fucking day long and talking to people. Lost my voice, had no voice. Every morning I'm gargling, you know, trying to fucking get my voice back. It was so much fucking fun, though. It was constant action. It was a good time. I fucking loved it. I'm excited about the next one. We learned a lot, obviously, for what we're going to do for Edison. We're going to have we got a lot of surprises for Edison.
We are going back to Exotica. For sure. We're doing a second one this year. And now that we've seen the first one and like the nerves are out of the way, because like we talked on multiple episodes about me being so nervous to go there. And yeah. I mean, granted, this was a very exposed situation for me.
Yeah.
I'm in very little clothing.
Yeah.
I am representing my own brand, Sin City Hot Wife. So it's not like, you know, with FPS, I feel like there's some sort of a like comfort in that it's you and I.
Yeah.
This was me by myself in very little clothing, talking to a bunch of fucking strangers. And I thought I was going to be awkward. And I got to be honest, I feel like I kind of killed it.
No, once you get there, it's, you know, you kind of fall into a groove. And, you know, it was fucking amazing. We really met a lot of new people, and then folks that like listen to the show or whatever, and they, you know,
a lot of listeners
talk to us, and yeah, it was really kind of cool. And, you know, being able to interact with everybody, not just the guests obviously of the convention, but the other content creators and the vendors around us, it was a lot of fun. Promessin obviously is they're our partners in this, and they did very well. We had a great time representing them, so we're going to make a much bigger impression, much bigger footprint in Edison. So I'm looking fucking forward to it. I cannot wait.
We had the best neighbor ever, by the way.
Listen, hardest working gal in the fucking business.
Yeah.
There's a picture of me somewhere on social media massaging her amazing ass. And that
I haven't put it on social media yet, but I'm going to because now I have found her on social media. Right. I didn't want to put it up without tagging her.
Sure.
So her name's her brand is Thick Overload. And let me tell you, this woman is, she lives up to that name times a thousand.
Also, the sweetest person. I would see her, like, we'd get to the convention. I would be there early and it would really just be she and I. And she did not stop working, man. She was working that big booty for four fucking days nonstop. She was amazing and had a, I had a great time just talking to her.
Super and it fun. Was so fun to see everyone's like reaction to, she had a giant fucking beautiful booty.
Yes, my and hands were on it and oily and the whole
men and women alike were like, oh god, I just want to be smothered by that fucking thing. And I'm like, same. It was awesome.
No shit. She's so cool. Yeah, it was a great time. I can't say enough good things about it. But also between, you know, Patrick and Aaron from Shivers, and we had our friends there, I got a chance to play with her. And it was actually, I played with a couple for the first time in years.
Yeah.
Just me and a couple. What a great fucking experience. They're super people. You know, they're just awesome. And they made it so easy and comfortable and fun. And, you know, I'm looking forward, obviously, to seeing them again. She is fucking delightful. Let me just say this. When you get the opportunity to play with somebody and there are other people in the room or another person in the room and you forget that there's someone else in the room, because I completely forgot her husband was there and I love him. He's great. And at one point I was like, oh, I am so sorry. I forgot you were here. Like, I lost myself in what was happening with this gal because she is so fucking hot and so sexy. I mean, it was just a huge turn on to be with her. It was so fucking cool.
Well, leading up to the event, you kept talking about the, because they play together exclusively. Yeah, like, he wants to be in the room. He likes to watch her.
Yeah, he's involved on some level or not, or he does whatever the fuck he wants
but
to do.
But they do not play separately. They are a together couple.
Yeah.
And so you're telling me, oh, I might play with her at Exotica if we can work it out. And I'm going, no, you're fucking not. I know you. You're not going to do this. And then you went forward with it. And I was like, okay.
Well, I mean, you know, it really comes down to a level of comfort, right? I need to be super comfortable with people, but also comfortable with people in their own relationship. And they are so connected. They clearly are a couple that just loves each other and enjoys each other's company and likes each other. And so just being around them more for a couple of days leading up to that, well, because they came to Chicago to hang out with us. And they really made it very nice for us to be there, too, because whatever time we spent not in that fucking booth or at that convention, we spent with them, which was great.
Well, not me. I spent a lot of time on my back, let me just say, on my knees. Or
yeah, whatever. Lots of video to prove it. But yeah, I mean, it made it so much easier because I genuinely like them. And that's the only way that's going to work for me, you know? And so it was a great fucking experience.
I was proud of you. You stepped out of your comfort zone. Man, I was also proud of myself because I did a lot of shoots at Exotica in Chicago, and I was also very nervous about that for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah,
First of all, you know, you never know if the people are going to be cool. You know, I only knew one of them. I'd only ever met one of them before.
Right.
So this was like a major step out of my comfort zone too. Usually even when we create with someone, I want to meet them first. I want to make sure there's some level of chemistry.
Right.
This was really me just going off of like references and hoping for the fucking best. And it worked out great. There was one that was but the rest of them so fucking hot.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, you really have to develop these relationships to be able to collaborate with people, especially people you've never met. And we had some really good, a lot of these folks had some really good references, people that we know and trust. And that's the biggest thing, being able to really find folks, right? That's always the difficult part. And then making sure that there's synergy and it makes sense. And yeah, it not easy in a situation like that. But it was successful all the way around as far as I'm concerned.
Well, one of the shoots that they were all good, but the one shoot that I did Friday morning was with a guy that I would not normally just like choose out of a lineup.
Right.
He and I had some of the best sexual chemistry I have ever experienced, especially with a stranger. I'm like, where the fuck did this come from?
It happens, no doubt. Energy, chemistry, connectivity, that's a real fucking thing. People really do discount it. And while I do appreciate, obviously, people's ability to go to an event or go to a party and go, hey, you're super hot, let's get after this, I totally get it. That's cool. Do your thing. But when there is that level of chemistry because you have on some level, you know, maybe you have some familiarity.
But that's the point.
Know someone to some degree. It's so much more fun for me because it's like, oh, I like hanging out with you and you're hot.
Yes, but this was an example of a complete stranger to me. I had messaged back and forth with this man maybe 5 times.
Yeah.
I had never met him. We had never spoken on the phone. I literally walked into his suite. We talked for 10 minutes. We fucked. And I was so fucking turned on by this man. Yeah. So for me, it's proof that like you can have chemistry and develop it very quickly with the right people. It's all about the connection.
For sure. And so like I said, you know, there I do really appreciate that kind of ability that people have. And this experience that I had in Chicago with this amazing couple really does, it opened my eyes a little bit more to me being able to get to the point where I'm less rigid when it comes to meeting and interacting with people. I'm still going to be super on fucking high alert anyway. But if I think that there's a possibility that something makes sense, it's likely that I will try it and see how it goes, because this was amazing. I mean, and then of course, I don't know, a couple of days ago, we're recording now, it's Thursday at our Real Hot Wives of Las Vegas event. I played with another spectacular lady that I had communicated only digitally with over the past couple of months. And man, what a fucking experience.
Well, I'm really excited for you.
Before we even got to Playhouse, it was an experience.
I'm really excited for you to tell that story, because there are a lot of unique components to it.
Yeah.
And for me, it's proof that you are evolving. I feel like sometimes you think, oh, you know, I've done lifestyle stuff in the past and I'm 54 and like there's not a lot of evolution left to happen. And I have seen more evolution in you in the year of 2024 than probably the rest of the time that we've been in the lifestyle together.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just a matter of kind of stepping outside of my comfort zone, which I don't like to do. And, you know, at all.
Nobody listening is shocked unless they're a first-time listener.
I just don't like it. I like what I like, and that's just it, you know. It's, but I'm super fucking like rigid about everything, right? Eat the same fucking thing, same time, same. I do the same shit.
You are a creature of fucking habit,
so
man.
So for me to step outside that kind of out of the norm for me is really, ooh, it's uncomfortable. I get that like feeling, you know, like I don't want to do that.
Well, I'm proud of you. I think you're
awesome. It was fucking hot. And like I said, our experience in Chicago was awesome. Not the least of which was my time with this amazing fucking woman who I cannot wait to see again. Listen, after you have an orgasm, as a guy, after you have an orgasm, super fucking hard orgasm, and your cock is still fucking so swollen you can't get the condom off, things have gone well.
Oh,
and that happened.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
Thankfully for her, she was so kind. She actually she put it on for me and she took it off for me.
What a lady.
That's
a keeper right there.
Wow. Yeah. I couldn't get it off. Like, holy shit. It was intense. What a fucking good time.
I love it. Yeah. Well, I've been pretty slutty lately too. I mean, aside from...
I've been a giant slut. Who are you kidding?
I have been slightly slutty. I'm standing by that stand.
What are you talking about? Compared to what?
I don't know. Compared to...
Got back from Chicago on Monday.
Yes.
Crazy work week, nonstop. Zoom calls, conference calls, meetings with folks, just everything from credit card processors to sponsors, all of it. It's been a whirlwind. You didn't, was it one day where you didn't fuck somebody?
What do you mean?
Because you've been like, it was like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You've been straight up slutty for the entire week since we got back.
Well, Saturday was you, to be fair. So does that make me slutty?
Well, wait a minute. Hold it. No. Oh, well, yeah, right. Today is Sunday. It's not Saturday. I'm an idiot. Yeah. Okay. It was just me yesterday. Okay,
yeah, that's exactly. So that's not even slutty.
No, but you were still sore.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm so sore.
Yeah.
You're wrong. It's only been Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah, are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
All right. I can't keep track anymore.
But I did play a lot in Chicago, and prior to Chicago, I played a couple of times. Yusuf and I had kind of a sexy scene before I left, and I'm still talking to the guy that we met that I talked about on the last episode.
Yeah, we haven't kind of gotten together with him yet outside of us meeting him.
So. Well, it's interesting. It's so cyclical with the guys, right? Because I will have no guys of interest reach out for weeks or even months, and then all of a sudden, I'll have seven of them that are all really cool, hot, totally my fucking type, all reaching out at the same time. And I'm like, can you please coordinate and figure this out and space it out a little bit? What the fuck am I going to... I don't have that kind of time on my hands.
Much of the opposite of that. I have had an inordinate number of people reach out to me and I'm like, no, oh no, this is just getting worse and worse. You know, so we're in Chicago. We're there for, I don't know, 4 days. I didn't look at any of the apps. I remember you and I distinctly having three meals. I don't remember any more than that. I trained one morning. We had three meals together, and I don't remember anything else. It was just crazy, you know, just hectic. So I didn't look at any of this bullshit. I had no interest in it.
Or time, yeah.
No time. When I finally do look at it, we're back here in Vegas. I didn't even fuck with it in Chicago at all. I opened one of the three apps that I use, and there was 173 missed messages on it.
Holy shit.
And one of them really like kind of stuck out because it was one guy who sent me like five messages in a row. Like the first one was like, hey. Second one was like, you're handsome. The third one was like, are you interested? It just kind of went down there. And then finally it was, hey, you're not responding to me if you're not interested. So finally I sent him a message back. First of all, you have no profile picture, you have no bio, and I haven't been on this fucking app in like 5 days. That's why you haven't gotten a response. So this is my response. I'm not fucking interested.
So fuck off.
Yeah, like,
what God, are you talking? People like, are so dumb.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit I got, like 173 of those. It was, you know, not, of all 173 in that one particular app, none of them were good. In fact, my worst of the week comes from that group of shit.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, you get a whole bunch of cool like people reaching out, I got nothing.
Yeah, but again, it'll be months again before it happens. And see, yeah, that's kind of the concern is like, okay, I have like seven guys that want to reach out and hang out with me right now. How do I choose? I don't even know what my criteria is.
You
don't choose.
You just, all of them.
I meet all seven guys.
Oh, you make it sound like that's outside of your wheelhouse.
It is. Oh, I'm a busy.
Who are you talking to?
I am booked
to?
And busy, sir.
Who
I don't have time to go on seven
to?
Dates.
Who are you trying to bullshit? You're not bullshitting me. Oh, you don't have time. Please.
I don't.
There's 7 days in a week. You can figure it the fuck out.
Yeah, but I have shit to do, man.
Yeah, well, you sure do. But you'll figure it out. I have no doubt.
Including
I have
a lot of cock, apparently.
Yeah, I have all the faith in you that you'll get it worked out.
No, I really don't think so. I think I have decided that I am going to play more at the clubs and the events. I really like that idea. In fact, I'm talking with a friend about going to one of the clubs soon. Yeah. I like the idea of doing more of that and then just having my regular play partners, people that I really like, yeah, that I trust, that you know I'm going to be safe with. I feel like going through all of the fucking hoops of constantly meeting new people is just, it's not it's in exhausting. My wheelhouse right now.
It's exhausting.
And I might change my mind. I mean, I go through ebbs and flows on all of this shit constantly. But yeah, right now, I'm really, really appreciating the two connections that I have with Wes and Yusuf. And I want to continue to foster those. And like I said, just be more of a slut when I go to like the clubs.
Well, and that's the thing for me. Like, I, you know, obviously, I have my two regular, long-term regular play partners. But now that I've had some of these really interesting and amazing experiences, I mean, the two ladies that I just had time to spend time with, and well, the one couple, of course, and the gal, and this the woman I just saw Thursday night at the club. Also, her husband's a super guy. They play a lot, very similarly to how we do. After those experiences, my, again, stepping a little bit outside of my comfort zone, doing things I wouldn't ordinarily do, and having them work out, it kind of makes me feel like I want to do more of that.
Yeah.
So while I thoroughly enjoy my long-term play partners and cannot wait to see them again, I do think that there's a little bit more of the spontaneity on my horizon. I think I'm going to try to do a little bit of that. Right. And of course, that's going to last right up until the first fucked up experience. And I'm like, okay, I'm out. You know, but
well, I
give it a shot.
I think it's very cool and a huge testament to why you and I do play separately, that we can be on those two very different paths right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And celebrate them and not be concerned about how it's going to impact us.
Well, you know, that's another thing, right? So we've been talking a lot about different stuff since we got back because there's so much shit going on. But we were out listening to live music last night, and we actually ran into some lifestyle people that we know, oddly enough, in this completely vanilla dive bar where our friend was, you know, his band was playing, which it was really cool. And then, of course, the opening band, the gal who was the lead singer and guitarist, was smoking hot.
So cute.
She was so fucking hot. And you and I are talking about it like the entire time. And I thought to myself, I wonder if other lifestyle people, like some of the folks that like we interact with, or of clearly vanilla people, it would never be a thing for the most part. But you and I are trying to figure out how I can like get her my number and, you know, talk to her. It was just kind of this crazy action going on. There was hundreds of people in this fucking place. Of course, it was 4:20 yesterday, so the place was packed.
Well, and she had one of those looks to her where you couldn't tell if she was like 21 or 41. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
She was either
like
25 or 45.
I have no idea how old this woman was. Yeah. And you're like, well, if she's too young, it's creepy. I'm like, I'll go up and ask her your
super
her
creepy
age.
Yeah, it would have got real weird. But yes, oh, she was so hot. But yeah, it's like I'm even that kind of thing, I'm starting to notice that more and more. Like, I met the guys that came in town to meet me, you know, the credit card processing guys came in from California, and the bartender and the place we were at was super cute. And I was kind of bullshitting with her, and I was like, oh, this is weird. Just too many people around, you know, like I'm getting more comfortable with the idea of potentially meeting people that I wouldn't ordinarily meet.
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know. I
celebrated 100%. I think what you're asking though is, would the average lifestyle couple be okay with us sitting through an entire set of music with you and I both talking about how cute the singer is?
Some people, not all.
I think a lot of lifestylers do. I mean,
we know some that don't.
Yeah. Well, okay. But that's an insecurity thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely a level of, you know, there has to be a level of insecurity or uncertainty, right, in your relationship or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, to the degree that you and I do that a lot, like, how many guys would come through and go, oh, that guy's fucking hot. You'd be like, oh, he's super hot. I want, you know, I'd fuck that guy. And like, I don't know if people are just always that way or if that's just how we are.
Yeah, well, I think part of it for me, though, is my cuck queen side, though, right? Like, I get turned on by the idea of you being turned on by women or men or whoever.
Yeah.
I get turned on when you're like, oh, that person is so cute. And I'm like, ooh, I love that.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people can relate to that. I think there's a lot of lifestyle people that are totally okay with their partner checking other people out or talking about how somebody's cute or has a nice ass or whatever, but they're not turned on by it. I think that's the difference.
Well, it's also, I mean, it's so common for you and I, it's almost, it's as common as like past assault. I mean, it's just a normal thing. Like, oh, did you see that girl? She's super cute. Well, did you see that guy? He's super cute.
It's like our entertainment when we go out. That's why we always sit at the bar, because there's usually a cute bartender. There's other people that we can kind of like flirt and interact with around us. Yeah,
that's, for sure.
It's fun.
I don't know. I guess. Well, so you and I have not looked at your worst of the week. What I will tell you is that mine is horrendous.
Okay, let's hear it.
I think you should go first.
Okay.
So I have, you sent me yours. I didn't look at it. I'll pull it up for you so you can read it.
I got to be honest. I had a pretty good week. So this is not.
I can't say that I did, to be fair.
I just found it odd because I've truly never had anyone say this to me before. Okay.
Okay.
Here's the message. 24-year-old hung BBC. How do you feel about me trying to impregnate you? I think you'd look amazing holding a little black baby.
That is not only inappropriate, but super creepy on many levels. I don't even know. I mean, it's obviously a fetish, right?
Yeah.
It's a kink.
Okay, so here's the thing.
So,
I understand breeding kinks. There's a part of me that is kind of turned on by the idea of that.
100%.
There's this little, and it's biological, right? Like this part of your brain, both as a man and a woman, of like being bred or breeding somebody else. Like that is, that's a very normal kink to have.
Yeah.
It's just such a weird thing to say that you'd actually like to go forward with, you know, putting a fucking baby inside of me. The whole thing was just weird. It was weird.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's extra. It's extra.
Is that what we're calling it? Extra? Because
it's
thought extra. It was kind of ridiculously inappropriate is how I think of it.
Again, if it's your kink, that's your fetish, cool. You do you. But we didn't have that conversation, so you can't hit me with that out of the gate.
Right.
Right? That we didn't talk about that. So why are we doing that? And I do believe that, again, that is a compulsion, that this particular person is so desperate to let that out that they'll just send that to a random stranger, knowing full well no one's going to respond positively to it.
I don't know. Someone might. Sure as hell isn't me, though.
Somebody might.
You're barking up the wrong tree, bro.
Just like the cat that sent this to me.
Okay, let's hear it.
Right out of the gate, no fucking bio, no picture. Matter of fact, all it said was that he was 5'7" and 165 pounds. That was it. That was the only information I had on there about him. The title of this thing is Take a Dump in Your Pants. I get these a lot. I don't know if this is a thing. I don't know where it comes from. I have no idea. He's also into urination. He makes that clear. But he also says to me, if you're into ATM, I also enjoy large facials.
What is ATM?
Ass to mouth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So once again, it's a fetish. It's a kink. It's your thing. We didn't have this conversation. We didn't have a conversation about fecal matter or urine, which evidently is a thing, because this is not the first one I've gotten like this.
I was going to say, that seems to happen a lot more with men reaching out to men. Like, I've definitely had men that have reached out and been like, hey, I'm into golden showers. Can I pee on you, or will you pee on me, or whatever? But, like, it doesn't happen often. And it seems to happen almost weekly with you, with the guys.
I would say that the bodily function messages, I probably get two or three a month. Something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, but the ATM thing got me, because I hadn't seen that in a while.
Ass to mouth.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm into ATM and large facials as well.
Again, I'm not yucking anyone's yum. You can be into whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, but we have to talk about it first.
But you have to get to a point where you're discussing kinks, and also not, I want to do this to you. More so, here are some of my interests. I know this may not be everyone's interest, but it's some of the things I'm into. If we align, cool, and if we don't, that's fine too.
How about a warm-up?
Something.
You know what I mean? Massage me a little bit. Jesus Christ. You just jump right out there with fucking, you know, are you shitting in your pants? And are you into ATM? And I'm into huge facials. Like, we don't, first of all, dude, you don't, this is the thing. No one can take that seriously. And I know that even this person can't be serious. No picture, no bio. It's your height and your weight. And that's it, right?
And that you like dumps.
That's all it is. So you know absolutely that no one is biting on this. No one's taking this line. And you just have to get this off your chest.
Yep.
Right? Because no one is going to go, holy shit, this is my guy, and reach back out and go, hey, man, by the way.
I guess if you're really into scat and urine, you might.
What is the I mean, what is the possibility of that being a thing? How? I mean, what is the
maybe
odds?
It's more common than we realize. I don't fucking know.
Well, it must be because I get this a lot. Like I said, 2-3 messages a month on you know, between like maybe 2 or 3 of the profile, the platforms. I'll get a couple of these that have bodily functions built into them somehow. The golden shower thing I get a lot.
I was just reading an article and it was basically compiling information from one of the porn sites. It wasn't Pornhub. It was like one of the other ones. And they were compiling some of the fastest growing searched kinks on that website. Yeah. And some of them were pretty shocking to me. Again, I'm not judging, but like fisting was the fastest growing kink.
Well, remember we looked, there was a map, like one of the sites.
I think those are
map.
Bullshit. Those,
I don't know.
This was like actual data. How many people are looking up fisting this year compared to last year?
They did it by state, which states look up the same thing. Now, I don't know how accurate
it is. Yeah, but when
you
look at the source, it doesn't seem like it's legit. This was an actual study done using that site. So, I mean, again, like fisting, I couldn't be less interested in fisting. There's nothing that turns me on about the idea of fisting, but apparently there's a lot of fucking people out there into it. Again, which is fine. It's about how you present that information to another human being.
Look, if you're a guy looking for another guy and you're into ATM and you want to get a huge facial, knock yourself out. But you should probably have a conversation with somebody about that first. And if you're serious, which this guy clearly is not, again, no fucking picture, no nothing, you got to be like, hey, this is what I'm into. I don't know if this works for you, but you can't just throw that out at people and expect a positive fucking result.
I agree.
Right?
1,000%.
That's where we're at with that.
Well, single guy tip of the week this week should be interesting because the only message that I got that was maybe worse than what you that I sent for worst of the week to you was the guy that reached out to me and basically said that because I do porn, I should just be willing to do whatever the fuck he wants in the lifestyle, right? So this guy reaches out, we connected, and our conversations were actually really good.
Yeah.
He seemed very smart. He seemed very experienced in the lifestyle. He was asking really interesting questions. And then all of a sudden, and this always fucking happens with these guys, I'm telling you, they can't fucking help themselves.
Nope.
Their cock gets hard and all of the blood rushes from their brain to their cock and they just have to show it to you. And I told you, there was like this really interesting meme that I saw that was like, men sending out a cock pic is like the same as like your cat going into the backyard and killing and catching a bird and bringing it to you.
Right.
And they're like, oh, they're so proud of it. And you're like, what the fuck? I don't want a dead bird.
Yeah, you're super proud of it. Doesn't mean I'm going to be.
Exactly.
Like, and I certainly don't need to see it, especially, but you told him you didn't need the cockpit. Right? Didn't he ask you?
No. Here's what happened. So we're chatting back and forth and we start talking about different interests. And it was a very benign conversation. It was like, I'm not really into group play. I'm more into the solo play. Once in a while, I'll do threesomes, but it's not necessarily my preference. That was the line of conversation we were going down.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, randomly, I get a 10-minute jerk-off video.
Oh, right. The video. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. How did that get in this conversation? Just like randomly, like, how's the weather? You know? And boom, here's my fucking video of me jerking off.
I think he was turned on by us talking about our interests and therefore it was like, oh my God, I just have to send this jerk off video.
Yeah, compulsive.
So, he sends it and he's like, this should be your view right now because it's like kind of down below.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, it probably will never be my view now because you didn't ask for my permission. We were not at that point with each other at all. And now I'm turned off by you. And so his response back was, are you fucking serious? You're a porn performer and you're going to act prissy over me sending a jerk off video?
Yeah, it's super presumptuous. And also, guys really don't get that. People don't get this in general, but, you know, single guys, because we're talking about single guys. The idea of, you know, consent, that doesn't mean that that only should take place when we're in the presence of one another.
Exactly.
Digitally, that matters too.
Yeah.
Because that tells me a little bit about you, right? Two things. If you're willing to do that digitally, but you behave differently in person, you can't be trusted. If you do that digitally, and you do it in person, certainly you can't be trusted. You simply don't get it.
It's a bigger issue than that for me. It's an impulse control issue, and that is hugely concerning if I plan to be naked with somebody.
Well, but it's also a safety thing.
That's
what
I'm saying.
And guys don't get it. Like, they don't
understand. I can't feel comfortable
that.
With you if you don't have impulse control. And I know that you don't, because here we are having a very surface level conversation about sexual interest, and you are just so fucking desperate that you have to show me that.
Yeah,
you know,
also biological.
The other thing is, like, obviously, I don't want to fuck anyone that doesn't respect me. This is a man who clearly doesn't respect porn performers or sex workers if you don't respect what I do for a living, you don't respect the choices that I make sexually, whatever, that's fine. You don't have to. Nobody is, you know, putting a gun to your head saying you have to be into porn people.
Yeah.
But if you don't respect me, then don't try to fuck me.
Well, but also, are you like this with everyone? Like, you just don't give a shit that people don't want to talk to you or be in your presence or hear what you have to say or whatever. And you just, you're just going to do it anyway. Like, again, yeah. It's a level of a safety that guys don't really take into consideration when they potentially, you know, when a woman may potentially be alone with them. It's like, listen, man, you can't keep yourself from showing me your cock. We didn't even talk about it. What happens when we're like alone somewhere and you and I tell you no?
Yeah, right? But again, I mean, back to my single guy tip this week. Of course, ask for consent. Don't send unsolicited dick pics. Duh.
Yeah.
The bigger issue is if you don't like, if you have some level of resentment towards somebody because of what they do, for example, they're an exotic dancer, whatever. They're a porn performer, whatever. Don't try to fuck them. That's totally okay. You don't have to be into what I do. But don't you dare hold resentment against me for what I do for a living and then throw it back in my face later on because I don't want your fucking dick pics.
Yeah, see, but again, that's not what he did. That's not where this is coming from. He doesn't have a problem with the fact that somebody does porn or does whatever. He has a problem with the fact that he was rejected. And had you been like, oh, well, thank you so much. What an amazing video. He could give a fuck that you were, you know, a content creator or whatever.
So you're saying he was just looking for something to use against me, a weapon, something to weaponize absolutely. Against me.
Yeah, because you didn't accept what he provided you. And that's a biological thing. Women, I've said this before, I have never had a woman send me a random picture of her vagina. I have never fucking had that happen, okay? Never. Never had it happen. I have had women send me pictures, but not like, hey, here's me playing with myself, random stranger.
For 10 fucking minutes.
That's never been a thing.
Yeah.
Guys do that constantly. It's a biological thing. That's just what it is. So they,
yeah,
guys
let's
really
call it
to,
biological. I call it fucking stupidity, but...
Yes, it is. It's impulse control, right? It's a compulsive thing. But also, when you are rejected, this goes back to that rejection piece, because that's what happened.
Oh,
my
God.
He did something, you were like, uh-uh, that's not good, and then he turned it on you.
You are so right. It's like the guys that are like, oh, my God, you're so hot, I'd love to fuck you, and I'm like, no, thank you, I'm not interested. Yeah. And they're like, well, you're a fat, ugly bitch anyway, I would never want to fuck you.
Right, exactly.
I was just kidding.
It's
if I had a dollar for every time I got that, we wouldn't be working right now. We'd be retired.
It's an adolescent fucking response, and that's just what it is. Well, it can't be me. It has to be you.
Yeah.
So you're ugly, or you're this, or you're that, and it's not me. It's you.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. Single guy tip. Don't do any of what I just
don't
described.
Don't do any of that.
Yeah. So I have a very interesting experience to talk about for a lot of different reasons. The scenario itself was interesting. Also, kind of what's developing between me and this person is very interesting. I was nervous to retell this story because I don't feel like I have fully digested all of it yet.
No. So, we were talking about it up till last night with a friend of ours. You still haven't quite figured it out yet. And I don't really know what else I can add to it. I'll do my best.
So we'll get to all of that shortly. But first, we want to say thank you to the partners of the Front Porch Swingers podcast. This episode of FPS is brought to you by Viya. Viya's hemp products are the Swiss Army knife of wellness because they come in so many different varieties. So if you have a certain need that you want to use THC or CBD or CBN for, Viya is going to have you covered for something. They have everything from sleep gummies, relaxants, aphrodisiacs for the bedroom, so many different things. And again, they all come in different dosages of THC, CBD, CBN. Some of them are just CBD, period. So if you're not a THC user, you don't want to feel any level of like that high feeling, but you do want to relax, that's a great option too. I personally have been using the CBD ones right before bed as kind of just that extra kick in you need. Yep. You know, I used to have like a glass of wine before bed sometimes. This is better. It's healthier for you. And I just feel that same kind of relaxing, calming effect.
That's euphoric feeling.
It's wonderful. They also have sleep gummies. So if you're somebody that suffers from insomnia, that's a great option to go with.
Yeah.
Will help you sleep all through the night. And you don't wake up the next morning feeling groggy at all. That's a problem you and I have both had with a lot of THC products.
Yeah.
I don't experience that with Viya's products at all.
Waking up with that kind of cloudy feeling.
Viya offers a wide array of gummies with and without THC, each with their own unique strengths and effects catered for your specific routines. So whether you're looking for better sleep, relief, or a nice buzz, Viya has you covered. And the best part is Viya legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door with no medical card required, which is freaking amazing. If you're 21 plus, you can go to viyahemp.com right now and get 15% off, plus a free pack of their award-winning Dreams THC and CBN sleep gummies when you use our code FPS at checkout. That's viyahemp.com, viyahemp.com. Use code FPS to get that discount and those free sleep gummies today. Try it for yourself. We really think that you're going to love their products. There's something there for you. That's all I can say, because there's a lot of products there. This episode of Front Porch Swingers is brought to you by Permescent, one of our amazing partners at Exotica this year, and also the creators of our favorite sexual wellness products. In fact, they sent a bunch of new products to the show that we got to see. I, for one, listen, I am a snob when it comes to my toy cleaners.
Yes,
I have tried every one of... What's that?
And lubes.
And lubes, for sure. But my toy cleaning products, I mean, I can't even tell you the number of that I've ordered from, like, Amazon that are horrible. They leave a weird residue. They have a weird smell to them.
Yeah.
So I got to try the toy cleaner from Permescent. Best one I have ever used. It has this very light scent to it, and it washes off fairly easily, too. Sometimes you have to sit there and, like, scrub your toys. This is just a great product. They also have brand new...
Vitaflux, and it's in powdered form. Mint Mojito is the shit. I use it all the time. It is nice and easy. One scoop, little bottle of water, it's done. I love it. It's the product I use every single day and have for a long time. I love it.
Yeah, it's amazing for a lot of different things. Energy levels, libido, all sorts
recovery.
Of benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to try any of Permescent's products, you need to head on over to Permescent.com. If you use our code FPS at checkout, you're going to get a bunch of awesome benefits, including 10% off of any of their products. Again, that is Permescent. Permescent.com. Use code FPS to get 10% off of our favorite bedroom wellness products today. One of our absolute favorite events to host is the Real Hot Wives of Denver for many reasons, the biggest being that the Denver market is amazing. The people that come are always so much fun and so sexy.
Sophisticated, intelligent, sexy fucking people in Denver. It is literally one of my favorite places to host anything. I'll go to Denver for any reason, but the Real Hot Wives of Denver is a great fucking reason
That's
to do it.
That's the best reason, yeah.
It's the best reason. Yeah, so fucking much fun. Tickets are on sale right now. We did it early because they sell out. I know, you hear this all the time. It's going to sell out. Only a few rooms left. This fucking thing sells out. So if you want to come to Denver and have the most amazing time with a bunch of hot wife couples and super awesome vetted single dudes, you must not hesitate.
Yeah, I think that's really what makes our events different than other events, right, is that we actually have a membership program. You can't just walk in and, you know, any swinging dick off the street can get into this event.
No.
These are people that have been approved to be there, so it creates a much more safe and secure environment, and then you can just focus on having the sexy fun. You don't have to worry about all the other BS.
Great venue, amazing people, super sexy environment. It's just awesome. If you have not been to a Denver event, you are missing out.
And that is going down in July.
July 27th, it is, listen, anyone who's been thinking of coming to a Denver event, you must not hesitate. These tickets are going to go out, they're going to sell out. There's no question we'll be sold out, and we're going to sell out quickly. And when we're out, we're out.
So make sure to head on over to members.frontporchswingers.com today to apply for membership and get your tickets while they last for the Real Hot Wives of Denver. So things have gotten interesting with my play partner, Yusuf, and for a lot of different reasons. I think one is we're really hitting our stride sexually. We're really starting to understand each other's bodies. Obviously, we've done a lot of kink play, which you guys have heard about on the show, but we've also had some more sensual moments, and we've also done things outside of the bedroom together on a few occasions now. And this one was interesting. So he reached out to me, and he's like, hey, we should go hang out. Let's not do the sex thing. I don't want to just come to your house and fuck you. Let's go do something.
Right.
And I was like, cool, I'm totally down for that. And he set up this whole fucking thing. He came up with a great idea. We went to the Bellagio Conservatory, and then we had dinner, and then you'll find out what happened.
That's how this whole thing went down. That's what was supposed to happen, right? You were just going to go and have this kind of vanilla encounter and nothing more than that under the guise of, you know, hanging out with a friend pretty much. And
getting to know somebody better. Absolutely. I like that because I do feel like there have been play partners in the past where I don't spend any time with them outside of the bedroom.
Right.
And I tend to lose interest over time because I'm very cerebrally driven and I like to really understand the people that I'm fucking regularly.
Right.
So I loved this idea. But again, in my head, I'm like, well, this will be interesting, like no sex. And, you know, it's just going to be a friendly hangout type thing. Right?
Right.
Well, that's not what fucking happened. For a lot of different reasons. So anyway, I take an Uber, I go to the Bellagio, and I meet him in the lobby, and we went to the Bellagio Conservatory, and we're walking around seeing it. It's spring themed right now. It's fucking beautiful. If you guys don't know what that is, it's basically a giant indoor garden.
Yeah.
But it's extravagant, and it changes like four or five times a year.
It's one of the best free things you can do on the Strip. It's very fucking cool. I hate going to the center, and it's literally the center of the Strip. The Bellagio, dead center of the fucking Strip. The only way you're getting me there is like a fucking Tuesday morning at 8 a.m.
That's why I took an Uber.
Yeah, that's the only fucking reason I'm going. But But I'll go to see that. Like, I haven't seen the new one yet. It's so fucking amazing. What they do there is crazy.
So we walked around in there and we were joking around, and it did, it started to feel more intimate as the day went on, the night went on. I'm not really sure even how to describe it. It's just like, I don't know. I feel like I liked him a lot more this time hanging out. Not that I don't like him in the past. I've always really enjoyed his company, but he's just really, he's smart and he's funny and he just has this great personality. And I found myself being like, I dig this dude, like the more that the date went on.
Well, you said it was a little bit more, well, you said it was more like a date than it was just going out and, you know, having drinks with a friend.
Yeah, kind of it wasn't like meeting up at a brewery for a beer or something. Right. It really did feel like a date. And I mean, it ended up being a date. Let's just call it what it was. It was a fucking date.
Well, you also went to a really nice place and, you know, so, yeah, an amazing view. And
I'll get to that. Absolutely. So we go to the conservatory, have this great time. Then we're early for our dinner reservation. So we go and sit at this very cool bar that they have in there. And I bought him a drink. We sat and chatted there. And then we go to dinner. And I didn't really understand what dinner was going to be like. In fact, at first, I thought we were just doing like a drink somewhere.
Right.
We go in and it's one of the restaurants that's on the water looking over the Bellagio fountains. Right. It was fucking amazing. Our table was like, you know, 7 feet away from the window.
Yeah.
And so we're seeing the fountains go off every 10 minutes or whatever it is. And, you know, we have this nice dinner together and it felt very romantic. In fact, at one point, I think it was in between the bar and the restaurant, we started holding hands.
Yeah, that's what you said, which is for you, very unusual.
Very. And I told him that. I was like, yeah, I think you're like the third person I've ever held hands with.
Yeah, it's like,
in my entire life.
Not your thing. Yeah.
That is so not my thing. Well, the other thing is, like, I'm not really an affectionate person. I am very affectionate with you.
You're affectionate like a cat is affectionate. When the cat wants affection, it'll come and crawl into your lap and be like, all right, pet me. Okay, I'm all done. And boop, just takes off.
Yeah, but
that's pretty much what you do.
I'm not big on people touching me unless unless I want to be touched. You're 100% right. That's what it is.
You want it when you want it. And when you don't, you don't.
But I also feel like that for me, that is a sign of like, oh, I actually like you. If I'm willing to like hold your hand, you know, we're sitting
in small doses.
We're sitting at dinner together and I leaned over and kissed him on the cheek a couple of times. I mean, it felt very intimate.
Yeah, that's again, not the norm for you. That's a level of interest in someone that you don't ordinarily, you know, exhibit. I mean, you know, you and I don't hold hands all the time. So it's just not that thing.
Yeah. Even as we're talking about this, I'm like getting uncomfortable. My hands are getting sweaty. Like,
yeah, it's weird.
It's fucking, you know, I always say this. I have said this a million times. I'm a good lifestyler, not a great lifestyler. I'm a good lifestyler. I know how to vet people properly. I know when to call things off with people if things are getting weird.
Yeah.
I'm typically pretty good with my communication with other people and explaining what I want and understanding what they want. I have a lot of good skills that make me successful in the lifestyle. I am not good at romance or at expressing feelings to people or any of the – I'm fucking awful at it.
Well, that's why you and I work, because I don't do that either.
Right.
So we don't require it. I don't need you to tell me every 3 fucking seconds how much you love me and all. I don't need that. I know that. And when I don't feel that anymore – in a relationship is when I know that there's just it's over and I can feel it. I don't need to hear it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I think part of it, you know, back to like the love language thing. We are not words of affirmation people.
No, I'm acts of service. I don't need you to tell me every fucking 5 minutes how you feel. I got it. I assume that if you're around, that it matters to you. And if you're not, then I get it.
Yeah, but I'm also really bad at being vulnerable with anyone but you. With you, I'm very vulnerable.
Yeah, yeah.
But with other people, not at all. I really, I'm very sensitive and I show that side of myself, but I struggle with vulnerability, opening up to people. I let people, you know, close, but not
a few
too
feet away.
Close. Yeah, it's like, just keep you a little bit at arm's length. That's how I've been with everyone most of my life.
Yeah.
And so...
And I don't let anybody in.
I told Yusuf that we were having dinner, and I was like, yeah, I suck at this. Like, I'm just not good at this type of stuff. And, you know, if we're going to continue to hang out, and whatever dynamic that looks like, you kind of have to be understanding of that.
Yeah.
You know, even play partners I've had to have that conversation with.
Yeah.
You know, they'll reach out and be and like express certain gratitude for my time or those types of things. I'm really bad at reciprocating that.
Well, for me, it's like, you know, I don't need you to constantly reaffirm for me or anyone how much they care or that they want to be with me or whatever. If you're with me, then I get it. That's I don't need all the other stuff.
It's different when you're just starting to get to know somebody. Yusuf and I have only been seeing each other since December. So it's like, this is still very new. And even then, for a while there, we weren't seeing each other that often. You know, I took that month-long break. He took a little bit of a break, was dealing with some things. So we haven't spent a lot of time together. And if this is, whether this is going to be strictly a play thing or if it's going to be slightly more than that or a lot more than, I don't fucking know. I'm not putting any sort of pressure or expectation on it, but it's important to be able to communicate how you're feeling about things. And that's something I have to work on. This date was a gigantic punch in the face to me, realizing how far behind I am in that ability.
Well, again, you and I don't, I think people would be surprised if they saw us kind of interacting in certain arenas, because while you and I are affectionate in our own way to each other, from the outside, people looking in it, they may not see it that way.
I don't think that's true. But you and I are always hanging on each other.
We are. But I think a lot of times, because there are certain things that we maybe don't do that other couples might do, or we...
What, like constantly saying I love you, or
yeah,
what?
Or how we talk to each other a lot of times. I mean, we give each other shit all the time. Like, a lot of people don't...
We're very snarky with each other.
Yeah, like, they look at it kind of like, what are you two doing? Like, that's just how we communicate.
Like, we don't like each other or something.
Well, just like when we have sex. We've chased people out of a room before when we were having sex with, you know, with other people in the room, this kind of parallel play concept. They were like, what the fuck are you two doing? Like, you would think we don't like each other. You know, it's just how it goes.
Like, now, we hate fuck every time we fuck.
Yeah, we're not like that with everybody else, but with each other, it works. And people have a hard time understanding that that's, you know, that's just our way. You know, it works for us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But when you are starting to see somebody new, you have to develop your own dynamic with them. And that's the point. So it was just very interesting because I found myself being not uncomfortable. That's not the right word, but self-conscious throughout the entire time that he and I are together about, like, am I saying too much? Am I not saying enough? Is he getting a mixed message from me? I was so in my fucking head about it.
Right.
But I still had the best fucking time. It was a really, really good time getting to know him. And again, when he dropped me off, I thought that was the end of it. That was going to be the night.
That was supposed to be the end of it anyway.
I think we kissed, you know, when he was dropping me at the house, but that was it. I mean, it was just, that was no discussion of play or anything like that.
Right.
So, and also it was at that point, what, 10, 15?
Oh, it was late. Yeah, it was 10. It was between 10 and 10:30. I had already fallen asleep on the couch waiting for you. And when you came in, you kind of woke me up. So, and I was exhausted. It was a long fucking day. It's been a long week at that point. I was tired and you were somewhat energized because you had just gotten home. So I talked to you for a couple minutes and I'm like, look, I'm going to go to bed, you know, come and join me, you know, as soon as you're ready. But I got to get some sleep because I waited up for you. And I must have just, I was out. My head hit the pillow. It was lights out because I don't remember anything. I didn't hear anything. I woke up at what I estimate to be about 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, to use a restroom, and the TV was still on in the living room. I walked in and you're passed out on the couch, ass up in the air, head, you're snoring, you're out. I was like, well, I'm not going to fuck with her. She's clearly tired. Put a blanket over you. I went back to bed and that was it. Now, I didn't have my glasses on. It was dark, obviously, so I didn't see anything other than you, your ass up in the air, and I put a blanket on you and went back to bed. It wasn't until the morning when I got up at like 5:45, you know, and now there's some light. I got my glasses on, and you had come to bed, like you said, like 4:30 or something. You were still asleep. I went into the living room, and there was a box of condoms and two condom wrappers on the table. I'm like, I didn't see this last night. I don't remember. What the fuck is this? So then the first thing I thought was, oh, this must have been like in our computer bag or something from Chicago or whatever. And you just pulled it out and didn't throw it away or whatever. I didn't even give it a thought. It did not occur to me that you had him come back.
So here's what happened. So I fully was getting ready for bed. Like, I went in, I brushed my teeth, I washed all my makeup off, I put on like my loungy clothes, I took a fucking gummy.
Yeah.
Like, I was in bedtime routine. And Yusuf texts me and says something. I don't remember what the first text was. Oh, he was talking about potentially still going out after he dropped me off, because it was like his, you know, kid-free night to go do his thing. And he was thinking about maybe going to Fremont Street or whatever.
Right.
And so he says something to me. I say something back and I said, oh, by the way, and I was being kind of cheeky and just like flirty with him. And I was like, if you decide you don't want to do Fremont Street, you could always just come back and fuck my brains out. And he's like, do you mean it? And I was like,
you're kind of trying to call his bluff, but not 100%.
I was like, I think I mean it.
Yeah.
I was like, I have no makeup on. My hair is now up. I'm in pajamas. He's like, right. I don't give a fuck. And I'm right. like, okay, then come fuck me. And I did. I was like, I don't want to go into the bedroom and dig for condoms. Do you have condoms with you? And he's like, no, but I'll stop and get some.
Right.
And he stopped somewhere and they didn't have latex-free condoms. So he texts me and he's like, I have to go to another place. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to tiptoe into the bedroom, grab the condoms, try to find them. Thankfully, they were pretty accessible, so I didn't have to wake you up for them.
No.
And so
I didn't fucking hear anything.
So he comes to the door. I even like turned off the security system for a second because I didn't want you to like be
the phone. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, if he's going to wake up to something, I want it to be something hot. You know what I mean? Right. I don't want it to be
the mistake you made was you closed the bedroom door, and while it's far enough away, with the door open, it's hard to hear. The door closed, I can't hear anything.
I got to be honest, and I hope this doesn't offend you. I wasn't thinking about you waking up to me and him fucking.
No, like, clearly
it would,
not.
If you would have, awesome, and I'm assuming you would have been turned on by it, but that was not even registering my brain. All I knew was I spent all fucking night with this hot-ass man, kissing him, holding hands with him, you know, being super turned on by his intellect, and I wanted to fuck.
Well, trust me, I didn't hear any of it.
So he comes back over, and I'm totally gonna fuck up, like, the timeline of all of this, because when I say that this was passionate and just fucking, rush isn't the right word, but it almost felt like a chaotic energy. Like, yeah, we wanted each other very, very badly. So I remember everything that happened. I have no fucking idea about when everything happened, if that makes sense. So anyway, he comes in the door. I have the condom sitting by the table, and we immediately start making out. I think I said hi. He said hi. We gave each other some little coy smile and then just started fucking making out with each other. And it was on from there. I mean, hands all over each other.
Did it occur to him at any point that I was home and sleeping probably? Did that even register?
I think we talked about it via text. Because, well, I said, I was like, you need to stop and grab condoms because I don't want to wake Brian up by going in and digging for them.
Right.
So he knew you were home and sleeping. Yeah. And I was also like, we have to fuck, obviously, in the living room. We're not going to be able to go into the bedroom. Thankfully, we have a very large couch and it's very easy to fuck on it.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, he knew you were sleeping 100%. So we start making out with each other, hands going all over the place. And I was like, I want that fucking cock. So he starts getting naked. He sits down on the couch and I get down in between his legs and just start devouring his cock. I'm running my hands all over him. He's running his hands all over me. And then I was like, I want to sit on your cock. And he said, okay. So he grabs a condom, puts it on. And again, not something I would normally do. This shows my level of comfort fairly quickly with him. Let's just be real, okay? I don't like my stomach. I don't like my pooch. I'm very weird about it. I don't tend to like people to see my stomach. Every other part of my body is totally fine. Like, I have no other hangups about anything other than this fucking pooch that I have. So anyway, well, that's probably not true either, but you know what I mean? Like, most other parts of my body, totally fine for people to see. So in this moment, I just straight up take my dress off. I had like a nightgown.
Yeah.
That makes it sound so fucking old. There should be a better.
Well, you had a dress on that no longer fits you. It's big and you use it when you go to bed.
Yes, it's loungy clothes. That's exactly what it is. So anyway, I just straight up take it off and turn around. He is still sitting on the couch, rock fucking hard. And I start bouncing on his cock, facing away from him.
Right.
Oh, and the best part, this is so fucking funny. When I was getting ready for bed, my kind of like wind down thing that I do a lot is I watch Jersey Shore reruns.
I know, it's so ridiculous.
And I'm talking like the old school Jersey Shore, ridiculous. Like the shit that hasn't been on TV for like 15 years.
Giving my hometown a bad fucking name.
And he remarked on it when he walked in the door, which was really funny. And so I'm riding his cock and watching Jersey Shore at the same time. I'm like, what is my life?
It's it was so fucking bizarre.
Weird and awesome. And at the same time, he's like rubbing all over my ass, and he's a total ass man. He kept talking about how nice it is, and it was a very heated moment. I mean, again, from there, I don't even really remember where we went with it. I know that I bounced on it for quite a while. We're dirty talking to each other. He's kind of like lightly spanking me, and I was not trying to be quiet. I mean, I was moaning like crazy. I had this amazing orgasm, literally shot myself off of his cock while I was riding it that way.
Yeah, I get it, because we were talking about it last night while we were fucking, and you pushed yourself off me two or three times, squirted all over me.
Yeah.
I mean, like, literally.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, high five.
I mean, you literally pushed yourself off of me at least twice.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It was fucking hot. So then there was a moment I got on my back. He was on top of me. We're making out with each other. And I had, again, I'm naked. And he starts biting on my nipples and kind of choking me, which, again, is not really our norm because I'm usually the dominant one right. when he and I play. Right. I was so fucking turned on by it. I'm, like, telling him to bite it harder. He's just really, like, gnawing on my fucking nipple. And I'm, like, kind of scratching his back at the same time that this is all going on. And, again, there is this little part of my brain that's going, this is really fucking hot, and my partner is sleeping 20 feet away, 30 feet away, whatever it is. I mean, I'm horrible with, you know, distance, but you know what I'm saying.
It's a distance. That's the thing. Like, you know, the living room is separated by the dining room and the kitchen and the other rooms and the bathroom. And
I mean, we are as far apart from each other as we can get.
As far apart as you can get in our place. And so with the door closed, there's virtually no way I could, like, the TV on in the living room, you absolutely don't hear in our room.
Right.
Like, you just can't. So with the door closed, there's no fucking way I could have heard anything. The only way I could have known that this was going on is if I had gotten up, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes earlier, because you said he didn't come over till like 1 in the morning.
Well, he got there at probably 12-ish. It was probably midnight.
Well, I wasn't far away from when I actually did emerge finally, and you were passed out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would have had to have come out to know anything was going on. I didn't hear anything. I was dead to the world.
So, he's on top of me. He's fucking me. He's gnawing on my nipples. And then I want to ride him. So I tell him to get on his back. I get on top of him. I start riding his cock and I'm playing with his nipples. And he's asking me, like, give me some pain. I want that pain. And I'm like, yes, let's do it. So nice. I'm gnawing on his nipples and I'm pinching them. And I'm going in between, like, biting his nipple and making out with him and kind of like lightly choking him. The whole thing was just, like I said, passionate to the nth degree. And I think part of it was because it was so unexpected, right? Like, you talk all the time about the anticipation and the buildup and how fun that is. That's great. But there's something to be said for this spontaneous, like, we just want each other and we're going to fucking make it happen type of mentality, too.
No question. There's something palpable about that organic, animalistic, primal thing that takes over.
Yes. You know. Primal. That was the perfect word for what was going on here. Because again, it was not a typical kink scene. Like, he and I played last week, I think it was, and I had the clothespins back out and I put clamps on his nipples and I had him in bondage. I had all the tools laid out. I, you know, played this scene in my head before he got there. This was so far removed from that, it wasn't even funny. So the fact that he and I can do both is also very fun.
Yeah.
We're multifaceted sexual partners, which I
apparently
dig. So anyway, I'm riding him, I'm biting his nipples, and I was like, are you gonna come for me? And he's like, yes, I'm getting close to coming. And he has this orgasm, and this is where I'm shocked that you didn't wake up, because it was loud. I mean, he was so vocal while he was doing it. He's making these amazing, like, growling, guttural, deep throat noises while he just it was like letting demons out of his body. It was so fucking hot. His legs are shaking. He has beautiful muscular legs. I think I've talked about his man booty and his thighs many times because they're fucking amazing. And it's just like shaking under me. I mean, the whole thing was so fucking intense.
I heard none of it.
So this is where things get interesting, though. Again, you are sleeping in the bedroom. I don't cuddle with people after sex. I mean, I'll lay there for a couple of minutes. We can talk. Maybe I'll kind of...
You and I don't cuddle.
You know, rub my hand on your chest a little bit or something. But that's it. Like,
Even when we sleep, you're good for 2 minutes and then you turn your back on.
I am not a cuddler. It's just not a thing. So I don't know. It could have been the gummy. It could have been the amazing sex. I don't fucking know what it was. But he goes into the bathroom, cleans himself up. He comes back. I put my dress back on and I'm just laying on the couch and he's like, do you want me to lay with you and watch Jersey Shore for a little bit? And I was like, okay. So he lays on the couch with me. And again, our couch is very deep. So we're laying almost like sideways on it, which I'm short enough that I can do that.
Yeah, it's about 4 feet deep.
We're just cuddling on the couch, watching Jersey Shore for literally, I don't even know how long. I mean, it was well over an hour.
Yeah, well, he's a better man than I am because I'm not watching that shit. But yeah, I totally get it. And again, so you had to be near 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Before he left.
I think it was closer to 3. I think you had just missed everything that was going on. I mean, he was there for a long time. It was easily an hour and a half of fucking and then another hour plus of him laying and watching Jersey Shore with me. And it was weird how comfortable I felt in that moment. Like, there was another moment where we kind of switched positions and he's spooning me from behind, like full on, full body contact, spooning me on the couch. And I didn't really even think anything of it until it was over. And then I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, I mean, you and I rarely do that. We lay on the couch together all the time, but especially if after we've had sex, we have a couple of minutes, we come down, and then we're up kind of doing our thing. And then if we're on the couch, it's not a or in bed, it's not a spooning thing. You will lay there for a couple of minutes, and I completely surround myself with pillows because that's how I sleep. And you just turn around, and my hand's usually on your ass or something, but that's about it.
Yeah, you usually touch my booty all night, but that's about it. Yeah, it was just, it was interesting. It was not my norm. I can't really explain it. There's this weird part of me that always wants to be able to explain everything and to analyze everything and understand it. I think that is a great quality in so many things. It's not necessarily a good quality in this particular situation.
No.
Because sometimes you just have this kind of unexplainable connection with somebody.
There doesn't have to be an explanation. It just is what it is.
I don't think there is an explanation. No, that's
not a logical
point. I don't know what made me feel comfortable enough to do all of this. You know, between the hand holding and the cheek kissing and the cuddling on the couch for an hour.
Well, and that could very well be part of it, right? Because you had that sort of intimate kind of evening first, and then it led into this. So it could certainly be a byproduct of that, or it just doesn't fucking matter. It just happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know,
how do you feel about all of it?
How do you feel
about it from like a sexual perspective, you know, knowing that I was fucking for that time and all that shit versus like everything else that we've talked about?
Obviously, you and I, you know, we reconnect over our experiences and it was super fucking hot. Not knowing, of course, in the moment that was going on was kind of I lost that piece of it. But afterwards is when you and I reconnected. And so that's always intense. But, you know, the rest of it, I just take with a grain of salt because this is in its infancy. So, well, you and I had this conversation yesterday about what do I think? Where do you think it should go? What should I do? You got to figure that out because there's a lot of components that he has going on in his life that we have. For you to be dating someone like on a, you know, quote unquote, a dating kind of situation, there are a lot of things to be considered. Either it's going to be 100%, it's going to be awesome, or it's going to be difficult. And then maybe in the middle of that is what's going on right now. And it just doesn't fucking matter. It just is what it is. And over time, it organically kind of takes shape.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we even had that conversation the next day. I was like, I'm not looking to like put a label on this or to put pressure on it. Like, I just know that I really enjoy his company and we're going to continue to enjoy each other's company.
Yeah, if it escalates, I think that's just one of those things that will happen because it's supposed to happen and it'll happen over the course of time. And then, you know, should it get to the point where you or he or, you know, you both feel like there has to be a conversation about, hey, there's something going on and we don't have an explanation for it, but it, you know, we feel like we want to do this or that, you know, then we can all sit down and talk about it. But until then, I right now, I just think, you know, it is what it is and
just ride and enjoy it
for what it is. Yeah. And just don't, we're terrible at this. You and I, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to come up with the right answer.
Yeah.
And when we do that, inevitably, at least in the past, it's just fucking fallen to shit. So
I think the problem is that there are often situations where there isn't a right answer to
something. There is no right answer. No.
And we are both the type of people that always want that and are so fucking steadfast about finding a solution for everything.
Yeah.
And that's not human nature. That's not real life.
The good news for me right now, there's way too much going on in our professional world for me to focus on anything other than that. So whatever happens, you know, like I said, it's a bonus. Whatever happens outside of what we've got going on, what I'm focused on, it'll be what it'll be. I'm not concerned about it. If it's supposed to take shape, it will. And if it's not, it won't. And then we don't have to worry about it. But us trying to constantly define things and analyze things and label things or put a period on something, it's fucking exhausting. And we're not good at it.
No,
you know, so just ride it out, literally.
I'll ride him all day. Yeah, that was fucking hot. Listen, the sex between he and I is just getting more and more intense every time. So I cannot wait until, you know, I can't wait to see what it looks like 6 months from now. Assuming we decide that we want to fuck each other for that length of time, I'm very excited to see like what is the limit on this? Because it's just gotten so exponentially better every single time we're naked together.
It'll be interesting at that, like in like 90 days from now. And you know, then like you said, 90 days, 6 months, 5 months, whatever. who knows? It could look like anything. But yeah. Right now, it looks like it's fun, and so who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Right?
And I guess occasionally we'll hold hands and kiss in a restaurant. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that was fun. By the way, you guys, if you enjoyed our Exotica conversation and you want way more of it, we offered it to our Patreon members first via a bonus episode this week. We talked about it all. We talked very in depth about what Exotica looked like for us, the things that we want to do for like the next Exotica. So if you're interested in that, or if you're interested in what the event is like, period, that is the place to go. You can find that bonus episode along with hundreds of other hours of bonus content at patreon.com/frontporchswingers. If you want to see the stuff that I did at Exotica,
lots of naughty stuff,
you can head on over to onlyfans.com/frontporchswingers. I cannot wait to show some of this. I mean, some of the scenes that I did are so fucking hot.
Yeah, it's well, and you shot when you got home too, so that was super fucking cool.
I did with a really cool guy,
and I saw some of that because I got the email that he sent. So I saw some. It's so fucking cool. It's always fun for me to see you interact with such a variety of different people.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I loved so much about Exotica is I played with several guys on camera. Every single one of them looks different.
Everyone is different.
Different body types, different races, different ages.
Everything.
Everything. I fucking loved it. Yeah. So if you want to see the cornucopia of men that I've been fucking.
The buffet.
OnlyFans.com. The buffet of men. OnlyFans.com/frontporchswingers. If you would like to join us for an upcoming event, you know where to go. Members.frontporchswingers.com. We have Denver coming up. We have LA every month. We have Las Vegas every month.
Yep.
And we have Pod Bash in September, which I'm so excited for.
Yep. No more cabanas. We have a lot of very cool vendors coming. Super fucking stoked about the people that want to be a part of this. The resort is 3/4 sold out. So if you have any interest in this, this is in September 19th to the 23rd. You need to move your asses. There is no time to waste.
Yes. And as you guys have heard, we have been real slutty. So we'll be back with a lot more fun retellings in the near future.
Yes.
And as always, thank you guys very much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.